tell you how much memory's on there? Or no? Just kind of a...
Okay. So we're doing Hayim and Aleph and Shabbos, back to Shabbos. We got a difficult Gemara here. We'll see what we can make of it. Okay, so it's... Amar Rav Avin, Amar Rav Yochanan. Third white line. Hechnis yado l'so chater chaveiro v'kibil megashamim v'hotzi chayev. So if you stick your hand into your friend's courtyard and you are mekabel, I guess you catch megashamim, rainwater, rain, and you bring it out back into your rishos, so you're chayev. Okay. Fine. So the obvious question is, Mathur Zera, Mali Atina Chaver, Mali Atina Shemayim, Ihulovat Akira. He says, you don't have an Akira. What's the difference? If your friend put it into your outstretched hand, say, Potter, because you didn't do an Akira. He did the Akira. So here, the Shemayim put it into your outstretched hand. But you didn't do an Akira. What's the difference if your friend put it into your outstretched hand or Shemayim put it into your outstretched hand? The bottom line is there's no Akira. You just put your hand out and it fell into your hand, so there's no Akira. No Akira, so how can you be chayiv? Right? Okay. Good question. So Gemara says, Lo tema kibel ela kalat. Okay, so here's where it gets a little harder. Oh, I didn't see that actually. Lo tema kibel pashat yado v'yado l'socha, the love in Maisa. Don't say it's somewhere where you just stuck your hand out and it landed in your hand and where you didn't do anything. Ela ima kalat. Okay, kalat. It literally means to grab it. But Rashi says, "Hash just like a daitach, kishahaya kiluach yored." When the spout or the dripping is falling, hika biyado achas, you hit it with one hand, v'kibla v'chaverta, and you catch it with your other hand. De'avad lehakira, because then you did nakira. Okay, somehow. Because while the rain is falling down, you smack it with one hand, and you catch it in the other hand. Okay? And that somehow is an Akira. Okay? I don't really see how, because Akira, at least to me, means picking it up. Now, you're not picking it up, you're just like directing it into your hand. But how is that Akira? Right? I mean, I don't see what's even... How's that Akira? What does Akira mean? How is that Akira? I'm just smacking it into my hand. Which hand am I even doing Akira with? Okay, but that's not what the Gemara is even bothered by. Where it says, I probably know Akira me'al gami makam dalad. Galaka. Okay, it's very nice that's an Akira, but it's not from a makam dalad. Where is it from? From the air, I guess? It was funny. I mean, so where's the Akira? Why is he asking? It's like an accidental question. It's lacking shear. But there's no Akira altogether, it would seem. I don't know. The whole thing just doesn't add up. What's it even saying? Never had then makom. I mean, doesn't Akira mean where it had a makom and you uprooted? I mean, I know that's the most kasha of a makom, you know, makom dalet. But I mean, so what does Akira mean? Uprooting? Are you uprooting it? What is that? What does it even mean? Like, what's the translation of this Gemara? How's the Gemara translating Akira such that whopping the thing into your other hand is considered an Akira? You're right. I mean, the Rashi, which says, Lotim Akibel, the law of an Maisa, it sounds as if even when you accept it, it would really be an Akira. It's just that there's no Maisa. You need a Maisa for some reason. But I mean, how's that Akira? Chaim, you got? Okay. So, I mean, the problem is that it just doesn't jive with what Akira means. I mean, Akira seems to mean... What does Akira mean here? So Chaim's saying that it means you're making your hand the makom of the object. Right? That's what he's saying? You're making your hand the makom of the object. So that's what you're doing. Doing an action which renders your hand the makom of the object. When you pick it up, you're doing that. When you knock it into your hand, you're doing that. But the question is, what kind of thing is that? What's value is it making your hand the makon, the object? After the makon, the object, there's the yachor, there's the rabbi, what's your hand? But maybe it's because the idea is it's like in Hotzah, so there's like, Hotzah is like the transferring of the object. Okay? It's like the transferring of the object itself. You know, carrying it across the Rosh Hashanah. But it's like prior to Hotzah, you have to like engage the object, so to speak, ready the object for Hotzah. Like if a thing is on the floor, it's not ready for Hotzah. It's not omed for Hotzah because it's kavua, you know. So like akira is the process whereby it's true where you make your hand this makam, but it's like you're engaging the object, readying the object for Hotzah. You know what I mean? That's what akira. It's now it's nekar from its place. Now it's ready to be transferred. You know what I mean? So like akira. Hotzah is like first you ready the object to be transferred, then you transfer it, and then you disengage it, you know, and yachin. So it's like the akira is the action. Hotzah doesn't just happen in a vacuum. You can't just do hotzah. But before you do hotzah, you have to engage the object and render it a roi for hotzah, so to speak. You know, and the way you do that is by putting it in your hand, right? Because the hand does hotzah. And you koveya it in your hand, or you put it in your hand, do an action which makes it roi for hotzah through being mekabel in your hand, right? So that's why it says at first you put your hand out and you catch the rain. So that's an akira. So it says, yeah, but it's true, that's the action which is readying it for hotzah, but who's doing that action? If your friend puts it in your hand, your friend's doing the action. So now the sky is doing that action. You're not actively readying it for Hotzah. It's true you're enabling it to become ready, but the action is really being done by Shemayim. So it's true there's no person called Shemayim, just the sky, but the point is you're not doing the action of readying it for Hotzah, you're just allowing it to become ready. As you see, otherwise when the guy puts it in your hand, you should say, look, you're readying for Hotzah. Apparently not. You're passive. So it says, must be that you're active. Oh, but if you whop it into your hand, so now that hitting it is an action of like rendering it roi for hotzah because you're hitting it into your hand and thereby giving it a makom of your hand and enabling it to be involved in hotzah. So that's the first step in hotzah. The first step in hotzah is the enabling it for hotzah. Enabling it for hotzah. So that's akira. That's the role of akira in the process is the first step in the process, which is engaging it for the process. Enabling the process. So that you have Akira. So that's good. See, the problem is, and I think this is what we have to deal with a little bit, but and maybe this is the question of Dalit, but this isn't how we understood Akira. I mean, this is a whole new idea. It's like, well, according to this, it's like an idea. So what's the idea of Akira? It's like you're not chayav for transferring it, but you have to first make it roi for transferring. It's like it's process. You first have to engage the object, make it roi for hotzah. Then you have to, normally it takes place through being okay, it's makom, you know, breaking it from its makom. Here it's going to take place through catching it or whatever. Then you have to transfer it, and then you have to disengage. It's like a different idea. Like the way we had it is because there's then makom in the object, you know? Then makom in the object. And then hotzah is where you're really changing its then makom. And therefore, first you have to uproot it, break its then kfias. Then transfer it and then give it a nucleus, you know? I mean, maybe that's the question, actually. But I mean, but that, it's just like, that was our idea of Hotzah. The whole idea that we had of Akira had nothing to do with because you're engaging it or making it roi to be transferred. I mean, it had to do with the breaking the din makom in the thing. Same. I mean, I think that's how we said, you know? So it's like, this is like a whole new definition of the thing. It's like, the role of Akira is that there's a process which begins at the engaging it, making it roi for hotzah, then transferring it, and then stop, and then disengaging it. And therefore you have to do the whole process. So the thing is, how are you chai? Here you should be chai because you're involved in the whole process. You're making it roi for hotzah, actively. And that's just funny. You know, and then, I mean, you could say that's what we're saying, but I mean, makom dalet, that's not the idea of Akira. But like what? The Gemara just changing ideas of Akira in the middle? It's just like, so no, you totally misunderstood. There's nothing to do with what Akira is. Like, you know, it doesn't sound like that, you know? It sounds like this is the idea of Akira, but you need Makom Dalet. Somehow, like, well, how does that jive? I mean, it would seem hard to say the Gemara is totally shifting gears here. Say, no, your idea of Akira is totally off the track. Nothing to do with that at all. But rather, it has to do with Kvias, you know, Kvias Makom, and therefore is not, you know. I mean, that would be difficult, you know, I think. Otherwise, what's all Gemara, you know? So it seemed to be is like Makom Dalet should have to fit into this somehow. It says, oh, that's very good, it's an Akira, but you're lacking Makom Dalet and something. Which is still going to be a problem because it does seem to go against our whole way we've been learning Akira, but I guess we have to at least let that go for now because in the regular way of thinking about Akira is just not going to work in this case, you know? So I don't know, I mean, maybe we'll have to reconcile these things afterwards, but I mean, the normal way of understanding Akira is you're breaking into Makom and, you know? So the question is, assuming that we learn this way, could we explain what's the Gemara's Kasha now? About Makom Dalet. Okay. So maybe it's like this. Maybe that when we say, like, there's a process, right? There's a process. And, like, Akira is, like, engaging it, the first step of the process of Hotsah. So there's two types of ways where you can have, like, a process. Okay, maybe, like, steps in a process. One way is that it's like you can't do the second step until you have the first step. It's like a machshir, I guess. It's like it enables the second step. So like in order, you can't carry something unless you first get it in your hand. Okay? So therefore it's the first step. Practically speaking. So you can't do step two until you do step one. So step one is step one. It's the first step in the process. Okay? But in that's one way, right? I mean, that's fine. But it's more than that. The real idea of dalet al dalet, of a first step, is more than just the practical thing that you can't do two without one. But it means Hotzah is changing its location. And Akira is part of the process, conceptually it's a process. It means it has a Kvias Makom, you uproot the Kvias Makom, you transfer the Kvias Makom, and you give it a new Kvias Makom. So it's true that Akira is the first step in the process of Hotzah, and it's engaging it in Hotzah, but it's not just practically the first thing, you know, the step prior to the transferring, but it's the conceptually it is step one of transferring. Because transferring means changing its Rishus. Step one is uprooting its Din Rishus, making it ro'oi for transfer by uprooting it. You know what I mean? And thereby you have a process. But when you catch it from the sky, it never had a din makom. So it's true, practically, you're enabling it, getting it ready for Hotzah. But conceptually, what you do is catching something. I mean, or you're just putting it in your hand. So it doesn't have the conceptual character of having anything to do with Hotzah. It just happens to be. You wop it into your hand, and then in a minute later, you decide, I want to do Hotzah. But there's no conceptual link, and nothing that makes it into a process. But when I do a real Akira of a Makom Dala as a Kfiyas Makom, I'm breaking its Din Makom, and then that's, now what am I going to do with it? Now where is this Makom? And then I transfer its Din Makom, and I give it a new Din Makom. So there's a conceptual link in the stages of the process. So it's one continuous process, conceptually. But in this case, it's like you're taking the skeleton of the thing without the conceptual thing, without the whole conceptual essence. Which is that you're saying is you have a process, and Akira is making it ready for Hotzah. So it's saying, look, here it's making it ready to do Hotzah. Which is true, practically, you're making it ready to do Hotzah. But conceptually, it has nothing to do with Hotzah. Conceptually, you're just taking something which is in the air and making it in your hand. Okay, so what's that to do with Hotzah? Oh, because now I can't do Hotzah until I do that first. So it's setting up Hotzah, but that's not the idea of the process. It's not a process because it needs a setup step, practically. It's a process because conceptually there are really stages in the transfer. And Akira is the first step. So that's what he's saying, is you can't just say there's Akira here. You're missing the point. If you'd say that, you'd be taking the outline of what a Hotzah is, and that's what I think what sounded funny about it. It's like, you have the outline of Hotzah, it's a process. Akira enabling into Hotzah, then Hotzah, yeah, fine, but what's enabling it is like it is descriptive, but conceptually, what's the significance of the Akira? It's just like an enabling. Who cares? Why should that be part of the Malacha? But if you say that it's Dal al Dalet, no, it is part of the Malacha because it's not just enabling it. It's conceptually step one, but catching it from the air is not conceptual stage one because it never had it in Makom. So it's basically just getting in your hands. Practically, you're enabling me to change the Makom, but it's not part of the process conceptually. I mean, it's true. It could be involved in the process. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so this is an example, like the idea of these two. Okay, so then the Gemara says, so basically it doesn't work out, right? So, because you need a makal kira from makom dalad al dalad. So if you just knock it into your hand, there's no makom dalad al dalad. That's what they call it. I think so. Okay, so then it says, Omar Rabbi Chia Bere de Ravuna Kigon Shakolat Me'al Gabe Kosa. So it's talking about where the water is on the wall. It's like it's running down a wall. And you put your hand there and look it away into your other hand. Okay, so now it's on the makom dalad, because the wall is makom dalad al dalad. So that's its makom. And now, now you're basically uprooting it from that makom and giving it a, you know, and therefore that's an akira, getting into your hand, you're engaging your hand through uprooting it from a makom. Okay? So the obvious problem is kosalami. I'm sorry, vahalonach. Agabi kosalami, vahalonach. I know it's not its makom because it's on the wall. You need to have a makom dalad al dalad, but you need it to be a nach in the makom dalad al dalad for it to be its makom and for it to be an akira conceptually. So the fact that practically it's touching a makom dalad al dalad doesn't do anything for you. It has to be a nach on that makom, and therefore it has a chalashem din makom, a chalashem makom on the object, and therefore when you take it off of that and you put it in your hand, you're being uprooting that din makom. But water running down a wall doesn't have a din makom on the wall. Okay? So Gemara says, okay, you're right, in Echlami. But Kedamar of Rava, because of Meshufa. Like Rava said in another case, he says it's talking about a slanted, an angled wall. Echlami, because of Meshufa. It's talking about an angled wall. So it's, of course, a wall which is upright, it doesn't rest. But on an angled wall, it could rest.
Is it resting?
That's the problem. It doesn't really rest. That's the Gemara you'll say. That's the Gemara a little bit. But it doesn't. It doesn't. The water is not going to rest. Once you have an angle, the water is it's going, you know? Depends how slight the angle is, but pretty much it's not going to rest. So that's what I was going to say. But let's see. So hold on a second. Let's see. Where does Rava say this slanted wall thing? Aha! It's none. Haya kore. This is a little bit of a complicated case, but it says haya kore b'sefer al skupa. So if you're like on some sort of like a porch or whatever, and you're reading from a sefer. And it's gagal sefer miyada, when it rolls out. They have their sefer, they're far more rolly, you know, like our Torahs. Here Rashi says, kosan shalom asinka megillah, they roll. So it rolls out of your hand. Okay, verosho echad, yeah, you're still holding one side. So the question is, could you pull it back up to yourself? Okay, so it says, gol lo etzla. Okay, so you could pull it back. Okay, you could roll it to you. Hayakore verosh hagag. So if you're on top of a roof and it rolls out of your hand, so if you're on a roof and it rolls down and it reaches, if it's still up above 10 tfachim, so it's not in the Rosh HaRabim yet, because the Rosh HaRabim is only until 10 tfachim, so then you could roll it back up. But once it gets into the Rosh HaRabim, then you're not allowed to pick it, roll it back up. Okay, so Gemara Sarashi says, it says golo etzel perik basa there and mukim la beiskupas karmelis. So some of karmelis can go gavoa yud gimel v'rochba dalad v'rishus rabim v'rishus lefanav and there's rishus rabim down there. The inafal kulam miyodei ma'adrin l'rishusan, because even if it goes all the way down and it goes into rishus rabim, I'm sorry, ma'adrin l'rishus rabim v'skupa. Even if it all fell all the way down, you brought it back up to the karmelis. Lav chiyuchatas hika. You're not going to be chayvachatas. Hilchach hashta the rosh echad biyado. So now it never even went into the karmelis. It's just it's just hanging there. So therefore, there's no gezerah. But if Hayikor Rosh Hagag, Shurush Hayachid, if it's Gagal Sev Miyad, the Rosh Hachad Biyado, Ad Shlo Higia Rosh Hatacht on the bottom side, Liyud Hatachtonim Shuavir Shasarabim Golot, so you can pull it up. But Higia Liyud also Ligolo. You're not allowed to roll it up. The Gozer Rabbanim Mishum Shvas. Hecha de Ogdo Biyado, Atu Hecha de Nafak Miyade Kule. De Lelaisi. The Ikachi of the Oraisa. So if it rolls down totally, you totally drop it and it goes down into the Shasar Abim, and then you'd pick it back up, it would be into the Shasar Yachid, you'd be a Chayv Chatas. So they say if you allow a guy, if it rolls into the Shasar Yachid, into the Shasar Abim, into the airspace of Shasar Abim, even though really it's not totally there, because you're still holding on to it, so it hasn't totally left the Shasar Yachid, and therefore you're not going to be chayev. But still, there's a gezerah that you're not allowed to pull it back up once it gets into the Rishas HaRavim. Because it's there, it's in the Rishas HaRavim, it's just that you're still holding on to it. So it hasn't fully left the Rishas HaYachad, so you wouldn't be chayev. So the Gemara says, okay, so it's a different problem. So you put it so it's hanging down there, so you don't want it to be a bizayin, so you turn the text to the wall. Okay, so what does it say? So the Gemara there says, but it never rested in the Rishas HaYachad, in the Rishas HaRavim. So even though it's in the Rishas HaRavim, there's no Rashi. It might also go Etzlo. So in the whole, presumably, it's saying is that they would never make a gezerah if it weren't a munach in the Rishas HaRabim. But since if it's a munach in the Rishas HaRabim, so but still you're not chayev, because, or you wouldn't be chayev for pulling it back, because you're still ogdel, but you're still holding on to it. So, but it has to be a munach. I mean, for whatever reason, in terms of the gezerah, if it weren't a munach, it doesn't make any sense to have a gezerah here. So, but it's not a munach, because it's just hanging there. So Rava answered, so it's talking about it's not really in the airspace, it's just like rolling down a slanted wall. Okay, so it's hanging on the wall itself, so it is a nach. Because when the sefer is on a wall, which is slanted, bolet milmato meter milamaila, the nach leal oso shipua. So it's like a slanting, so it's at rest on the wall. So you see that when you have a sefer which is on a wall, on a slant, an angled wall, let's say like a roof, you know, that kind of roof, like a slanted roof. So then that's considered a nach. It's considered a nach. So you see from Rava that a sefer on a wall is considered a nach. So that's the punchline. Punchline that thing, so you see, it's considered a nach. So same thing here. So it's in the water on the wall is considered a nach. So the Gemara says, yeah, well, hold on a second. It says, Emer dama Rava b'sefer, the avid denayach. That's by a sefer, which actually rests on a wall. Because it's like it's a surface, it's solid, and there's going to be friction, and it's going to end up staying. But mayim yavidi denaychi, the ever sheer of water resting on a slanted wall, if there's an angle, it's going to slip down. It's the surface there, it's not going to have enough friction, it's going to roll right down. So altogether, it's very nice it's a slanted wall, but bottom line is, it's still not going to have a din makom. Still not going to be kavua. Okay? So, I have no idea what the amen was here. I mean, what's the amen? I mean, it's like I missed it. I mean, how could it even think a slanted wall? It's like you have to go through this whole long discussion. I mean, saying it's, oh, because it's on a slanted wall, it's at rest. Really? But the Gemara's answer basically is, water doesn't rest on a slanted wall. So, I mean, like, what's going on here? You know, there's like a back and a forth here somehow. Just hard to see what's the Gemara thinking. Okay? So we're going to just get the next problem. Okay? So basically, the Gemara rejects it. It would be nice if we get the Hamaskana, but we'll see. We can think about it. So it says, Ella Amarava. So basically, that's not the case. So basically, it's talking about there's a hole. There's water in a hole. The whole case, this is the case of Ravin. There's water in a hole, and you stick your hand into the friend's courtyard. You pick up the water from in the hole, and you pull it back into your shoes, and you put it down, and you're chayev. So it says, Pshita. Of course. So basically, that's a normal Akira Nanach. Okay, so there's water. So what's the difference? So it says, no, ma'u detema mayim al gabi mayim lav hanachu, kamash malan. Okay, I might think that water is resting on top, but you're not pulling out all the water in the pit. You're pulling out a little bit of water. So the top water, I say, is not considered resting, because it's on top of the bottom. Rashi says, it says, water only rests if you have a vessel. Because the water moves around. So the water on top, which you picked up, that was never at rest. The solid is at rest. But you pick up water from on top of a pit of water, so the top water, the water is never at rest. It's moving all over the place. So I would think that's not considered a rest. So it's telling you, kamash malon, dehainu hanachasan, that's considered rest. Akirasan akira. So you have a hamiraskana, there's water, you have water on a pit, and you pull the water off the top of the pit. Are you being okay? Do you say that water was at rest? Do you say it was moving, because it's moving around? Or you say, no, hainu hanachasan, that's his hanacha. And he says, that's the hanacha of water. Okay? So the question is, what's that hamiraskana? Okay, what's the hamiraskana? Is water at rest? Right? Now you can look at the Rambam. The Rambam explains a little bit. Okay, I don't think Rashi says it because it's the same as Rashi. I mean, you can look. Rambam, I think, it might be a little different than Rashi. But the question is, define Let's find this Gemara. Okay, find the Gemara according to Rashi and Ram. Okay, this is like a more palatable type of a problem. Okay. But if you get the other thing, I mean, the Havamin Oskana there about the, at Rast, you know, the Kosel Mashupa, it just sounds too simple. I mean, the whole thing just doesn't add up. How could it Havamin is at Rast? That's not, is it, it's moving, so how's that at Rast? How's that a Makom? Makom, is it? It's moving right off. Yeah. Okay, so I guess, I'll try that. So if you come up with something for the Kosel Mashupa, great. But if not, don't spend too much time on it to go to the other thing, if, you know.